This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I would watch Phaedra as a bachelorette. Come on now.
I don't know if I could kiss 1,000 men, you know.
That's a tough task. That really is.
Virtual reality.
Hi, I'm Danny Murphy.
And I'm Evan Real.
And we are coming to you directly live after the whirlwind that was the DirecTV Streaming with the Stars carpet, Evan.
Oh my God, yes. It was an Oscars viewing bash. So the girls came out in full glitz and glam. There were so many Bravo celebrities, so many Real Housewives, so many reality stars beyond the Bravoverse, but it truly did feel like a baby BravoCon. I was like, are we in Vegas again?
I it did give me a lot of Vegas, especially because it was like inside air conditioning. You were like, what's even happening anywhere? And it was like so early to be partying because I'm not used to award show timing on the West Coast where I'm like, oh, carpet started at 2 p.m., which was lovely to see. But everyone, I mean, almost everybody that was on the face sheet attended. One woman didn't. And I think we know maybe why.
Oh, yeah. So you guys, Shannon Bedore was supposed to show up to this event, but turns out she didn't make it.
Bedore.
She did not open the Bedore to Spago Beverly Hills because this is where Alexis Bellino and John Jansen, Shannon's ex, were making their red carpet debut. And Danny, I don't know how you felt, but it was such a surreal experience for me to experience the two of them in real life together. And also, when we were asking about Shannon, they did not hold back.
I feel like the Bravo fandom is accepting it. I mean, we certainly love to see you guys together. How is Shannon feeling now that the cameras are back up and we're in the same vicinity as her?
You have to ask her.
Have you asked her?
No.
Do you care? Do you care?
I personally care. Yes. Okay. We do care.
Absolutely.
We don't want to hurt. We're not here to hurt anybody, but you have to ask her for any questions that are regarding her.
John, as you navigate this relationship with Alexis, how are you being mindful of Shannon's feelings in all of this?
You know, at some point, it's not about Shannon.
Which was about yesterday, or a month ago.
Of course, I don't want Shannon to hurt. I wish her nothing but the best. But I'm focused on Alexis.
Y'all heard what they had to say about Shannon and what they had to say about their future. And I do gotta say, is it fast? Looking calendar-ally, yes. But I felt like they were giving me couple energy. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm seeing it.
Oh my God, 100%. I mean, they're like teasing an engagement and letting us know that they're willing to have a wedding, maybe on Bravo, maybe not on Bravo. That part was like a little confusing. I think what Alexis was trying to say was like, we will allow viewers into the journey of us getting ready to get married, but maybe a full televised wedding special isn't the move for us. And I think that Shannon is thanking her lucky stars, because I don't think this season's going to be easy for Shannon as it relates to John and Alexis. But also, we have the Trace Amigas breakup, and we had Vicky Gunvalson on the carpet to share her take on that whole situation. She says she did nothing wrong. She said that it was Tamara who decided to ditch the Trace Amigas, and now it's Dos Amigas with just Shannon and Vicky. But she's been filming a little bit for season 18, and she said that she and Tamara made up on camera.
Are you and Tamara, will you ever be able to be friends again?
Yeah,
you think?
We'll be friends. We just actually filmed a couple nights ago, and she tells me she loves me. And I don't think we ever had a verbal falling out. It was more like, I got hurt. I don't know why she's hurt. I didn't do anything. I think that time will tell if it's real or not.
I mean, I'm curious what everybody thinks. Would you want to have their mended fences, or would you have enjoyed if they fought a little bit more back and forth? I don't know if I want to see Vicky and Tamara fighting for that long, because that's a web of chaos I don't even think anyone could get out of. And I also feel it was more situational, because again, Vicky said she did nothing wrong. And she also feels like Tamra will get massive FOMO watching her and Shannon on the road. So something tells me Tamra was just like wanted to take a beat. And now she's like, oh, but I guess why were we? It's one of those like, why were we fighting situations?
I do love though that she's keeping the fight alive with her arch nemesis, Teddy Mellencamp. But when you mentioned two teas in a pod, she wasted no time calling them two tits in a pod.
And she was like, 2 4s. She truly was counting the tits. I mean, I love how they will never squash any beef whatsoever. Much like I don't think Peter Weber's having any luck squashing these dating rumors with Ek and Sue.
Oh, and you called it out, Danny. When we brought up Ek and Sue, the boy was blushing, and he has like a very deep golden tan. So it's hard to tell when Peter is blushing, but the blushing was happening. You called it out.
How cool was it to play with Ek and Sue?
Ek and Sue is great. Honestly, she became one of my best friends from the show.
It's friends.
Yeah.
Completely.
Friends with blushing, though?
I'm not blushing.
He kept emphasizing that they are just friends, but the girl met his mom, and we know Barbara Weber is a hard lady to please, and that's when he admitted that Ek and Sue is different. She's a special girl.
Special little girl. I mean, I am all for that love on top situation because I think they're very cute together. He said he's ready to settle down.
Yes. And why not possibly in London with Ek and Sue?
That's my dream, to have to be going to London. Be like, sorry guys, you know, I fell in love in Scotland. Now I have to move to London. It happens. Like, I mean, people love makes people stamp passports.
Well, speaking of love, one couple who is always the living definition of couple goals is Gertie and Russell Abrera. And while Russell did not make it to the Oscars, a viewing party, Gertie from The Real Housewives of Miami certainly did. And she told us that after beating breast cancer, her shaved head is here to stay. And not only is it here to stay because she gets to save money on wigs, she says she was saving like $50,000 in wigs, which love that. But Russell loves it. And it's apparently the shaved head is an aphrodisiac. So Gertie explained how her new sleek look is gertifying the bedroom for her and Russell.
Page Six exclusive.
Okay, we're ready.
We are keeping the hair. It's official. Russell is obsessed with this hairstyle. It's not part of our foreplay, darling.
Oh. Talk about people who could drop an OnlyFans and break the internet.
Oh my God. Yes. Well,
best picture. Best picture nominee.
Best picture for sure. Now, Lisa Milan from The Real Housewives of Dubai, she gave the award for best facelift.
In person
to her co-star Caroline Stanbury. Now, it feels like forever ago that Caroline's husband Sergio was in tears about the facelift situation, which honestly, I wish that we asked Lisa about her reaction to Sergio's tears. About the facelift.
The way I thought Caroline was in open heart surgery. Yeah. And I'm like, why is he like on Zoom with the nurse? And I was like, what's happening here? Because I remember he was like crying while like the nurse was filming him. I was like, Sergio, what's going on? I do love his and Caroline's love, but that was a little bit long.
Well, apparently it was all worth it because Lisa said the facelift looks amazing. And she also acknowledged the fact that her husband, who another hot husband in the Real Housewives universe, he kind of made a little jab at Caroline during season one, if you guys remember, calling her a 50-year-old influencer. By the way, I looked at her age. I think she's only 49, so she's not 50 just yet. Anyways, he called her a 50-year-old influencer. But after the facelift, apparently she looks like a 25-year-old influencer.
A lot of people have been having mixed reviews on Stanberry's facelift. I think it looks great. It looks fun. And she was open about it. What are your thoughts?
I actually have to say, in person, it looks amazing. It actually looks good. You know, my husband called her a 50-year-old influencer. And when he saw her the other day, he was like, 25.
Then the facelift was worth it.
It was worth it. She looks amazing. She does.
And I love that she even had a Denise Richards on our podcast. I need to listen to the episode where she just was like, all I want to do is talk about plastic surgery. So I love Caroline also was like, yeah, talk about it because I get it and I'm supporting it. And I like that she's open and honest about it.
Yeah, I also will talk about plastic surgery for hours. Oh. Like, it is like one of my favorite subjects. Lifting off all the procedures I want.
It's truly like, oh, Caroline's like, I want it, I got it. I want it.
Yeah.
It's very cold, so I'm like, I love it, gotta have it. And I mean, it's very, the Bravoverse keeps their medical records pretty open. whether it's a facelift or it's Sutton, who we just had to know what was going on with her at the reunion that we watched last night. And of course, we all saw that it was she had to go pretty early on in part three.
She's Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And you don't want to run crossways with this one.
Right. All right. Well,
what, are you okay?
Are you okay?
What's are you okay?
What's wrong?
You okay?
What
sorry, no, just get
really... You want some water?
Oh, God.
Wait,
oh, God.
Yeah, can we call somebody, please?
You're shaking.
I don't want to lay down.
I should lay down.
I don't want to lay down.
No, no, no. Hold on. She's not sick.
She's shaking.
I don't think we should. Sit down.
I don't think we should be walking.
Lay down.
A lot of fans speculated it was Kathy induced, but she let us know the actual diagnosis that went down.
I did have a medical issue that was serious, and I will say this. Let me just start with, like, Andy Cohen was so, like, dear to me. He called medic right away, and I ended up going to the emergency room with truly one of my best friends, Garcelle. She stayed with me at the emergency room the entire time, which I cannot thank her enough. It ended up that I was suffering from exhaustion, which sounds stupid, but it's a real thing.
Yes.
And dehydration. I was working a lot between New York and LA, back and forth, working on my new company, Sutton Brands, and then also had a severe case of bronchitis. And so I was really down for about 10 days. I had to I had to shut my life down, which is very difficult for me. And it took about 6 weeks for me to feel 100% again. You know, I think as a working mother, we want to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I want to stay on my job and I want to be there for my son. And I just burned the candle at both ends and I seemingly failed.
Well, no, it's one of those moments where your body forces you
to shut down.
Recalibrate, which I feel is probably needed, especially because you had a very dramatic season and year and everything on top of it besides the family stuff. You had a lot of people coming at you hot. Which isn't good for...
Oh, I'm used to it.
Come on. You're, that's true. That's true. You're used to it.
I am. But I will say, it had nothing to do with Kathy Hilton. We're very good friends.
I love that everyone was saying that.
I know. I'm like, Kathy. Kathy was like, what's going on? Kathy was calling me when I got out of the emergency room that night, like checking on me. And the entire cast checked on me, not just one day, but several days. We have the most amazing production team. They were with me. Some of them were with me at the emergency room. And let me tell you, you do not want to go to the emergency room in LA. It's not fun. And they all were with me, and I cannot thank them more.
Do you know what I love about that moment in the Beverly Hills reunion? As poor Sutton is shaking and figuring out whether she needs to go to the emergency room or not, Erica takes it upon herself to have a little catch-up sesh with Kathy Hilton. She's like, so, how you been? And she's like... I'm good. The Christmas tree is still up.
Obviously, I can go after her nights.
All right.
I know I saw the thing. I think you can do it. It's a good way to get out of being here.
Kyle's clutching her crystal. Like, everyone is so panicked. They're like, hey, what's up? How you going? And then I love Kathy being like, I was about to go after her. So I wonder if there's unfinished business.
Maybe Sutton's body is psychic and was like, girl, we got to think of something real quick. Got to get out of here.
GTG, which I'm all for, but that couch looks so empty at the end. I'm glad Crystal slid down and Anna Marie slid down, because there was a moment I was like, now there's just so much empty space.
I know. And it did kind of feel like Andy was talking to one side of the room, like after Sutton and Garcelle left. It was, it felt like...
It almost should have just been like a Kathy Kyle sit down, because I feel like he didn't ask anyone questions besides like, so Dorit, why do you think, why did you think Kyle and Morgan were dating? And Dorit's like, can you not make Kyle more mad at me?
Right. I mean, and like rightfully so that it did become a Kathy and Kyle sit down, because everyone had so many questions regarding their dynamic, regarding the Morgan Wade of it all, the Mauricio of it all. And I feel like, although not much was really said, like the words that Kyle was speaking weren't revelations, but I felt like her facial expressions and her body language did all the talking. And I honestly really did feel bad for her, because if as a viewer, it does feel like there is something more going on, which we of course love and celebrate. And I'm proud of Kyle for standing her ground and not giving it in that moment. Because to me, it felt like questions were being asked in a way to have Kyle potentially out herself right there at the Real Housewives mm-hmm. reunion. And I think that she knows that if that's in the works, which it very well may not be, maybe it's just like my own fever dream, because I think the girls like very good together. As Kyle said, Morgan is hot. And as we say, Kyle is very hot. So the girls,
you know,
look
good. Kyle's my dream to be. Yes.
Yeah. And if that's in their future, we're so excited for them, but I'm glad that she didn't let that moment take place on the
cast. Yes.
Kathy and the girls, you know?
And I like too, that she was kind of like, yeah, I was curious. And yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, I thought it was the most, I know a lot of people, like you were saying, were probably hoping for like a definitive answer, but I thought it was the most honest thing I've ever heard, is being like, yeah, I don't know what's going on with me or anything. I'm just trying to like ride a wave and figure some stuff out, which I was like, I'm all for, because it's hard. I mean, she's watching this like marriage of 25 years, a separation. She's dealing with everything. Mauricio was just an Aspen talking about X, Y, Z. You know what I'm saying? So it's a tricky, tricky time for her. And I feel like she just needs to keep on. And I think she's doing a really good job at prioritizing herself for the first time in a long time, or maybe ever.
Right.
Which I am all for. And I mean, who she could take some lessons to prioritize herself from? Everyone on Vanderpump Rules. Because I think everybody on VPR is like, my way or the highway, which is how we got into like some fun fights at a chart reading, which I love. Oh. Ali, I've never been more jealous in my life to get a package to prepare for Taylor Swift, which by the way, I loved her singing.
When Teardrops on My Guitar, Bless Start Years on the radio, I decided I want to be just like Taylor Swift. I'm so strong, and I want you to see
that this girl's got nothing on me. I know. I was going to say, I don't even care about whatever happened between the girls. Like, all I can think about is Ali's original song. It was something like, that girl will never be me. Like, oh my God. It was so, she actually sounded really good, and she was playing the guitar herself. Like, yes. What I hope happened, and this really just speaks to Ali's like all around talent as a human being. Like, she heard Taylor Swift and then decided to learn to play the guitar and write songs. Like, I feel like it happened like very quick. I mean, maybe she had been playing the guitar since she was a very little girl before she discovered astrology, but something in my heart tells me that she, as a hardworking Capricorn, decided to pick up the guitar and was like, I'm just going to work my way to being Taylor Swift.
And then perform. And I think that's true, because she said Teardrops on My Guitar is what shifted everything. So obsessed with that for her. Maybe, can she get in a booth with DJ James Kennedy? I don't know. I don't know if she wants to go dance route, but she's dating a musician. So let's get her to do it. I mean, I would actually be obsessed with an acoustic Ali set.
Yes. Oh my God.
Please.
I do love it. She was like, well, if I can't be a Taylor Swift, I'll just be an astrologer.
But there can only ever be one Taylor. So I decided to become an astrologer instead.
The most relatable girl on planet Earth.
Yeah, I also do love how like she had no idea that her astrology party would set the stage for such explosive confrontations between Katie and Lala, and then not necessarily explosive between Ariana and, well, Ariana and Lala, they got kind of heated, not as heated as Katie and Lala, and then I feel like poor Sheena was like having confrontations in her own brain. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I felt so bad for her, because it seemed like she really wanted to say a lot. But when she saw Ariana talking about James Kennedy eating a steak in a suit with Tom Sandoval, Sheena said
it was game over.
Yeah.
But I do feel, because I know some people have been like going back and forth in this season of Vanderpump Rules, I feel we are so bad. The second Lala put her fingers out, when she starts talking with her hands, you're like, oh, the season hath begun. And I like that she like was even like, Katie, don't you try to make a face at me and everything. Like, I do feel like they're fighting. They're both like, because Katie was fighting for Ariana and Lala, I feel like kind of was fighting for Sheena. So I like that they were like fighting so loudly and they were able to cool off so fast, because they're like, wait, why am I shouting at you?
Right, right. Yeah, totally. She was like, look at my chart, whatever. I don't care anymore. But you're right. They kind of were fighting for others. I do feel like Sheena, I'm glad that Sheena had Lala, because I feel like she is someone who, unfortunately, I feel like needs some support, because as she said, she always puts others before herself. And like, even like Ariana said in her confessional that Tom is purposefully going after Sheena, trying to repair the friendship, because, you know, everyone perceives her as this like very vulnerable person that lets anyone walk all over her. And maybe there is some truth in that. That's certainly how I think the majority of the viewers perceive her, and like certainly how her castmates, even her best friend Ariana, perceives her. So I don't know. I feel bad for her a lot. And as you all know, I'm like a big Sheena Shea fan. So I'm a big Lala fan. So I'm glad she had Lala up.
And you know what I realized while watching them in there? That's all of my signs combined, because I'm a Sheena sun with a Taurus, and then my moon and rising, me and Lala share that. So I was like, why is this making so much sense to me? Oh, it's written in the stars.
Wow.
And also, I've been to that coffee shop because it's near where my friend lives in LA when I visit them, and they have delicious matcha. Neither of them ordered it. They ordered drinks that I'm like, those sound gross, but I do like the matcha. I'd be all right.
I was having FOMO. I was having, about the situation. So,
but if any of you had FOMO from the party that me and Evan went to and talked about, you're going to want to sign up for the virtual reality newsletter, which is new. It is Housewives Hangover rebranded, relaunched for all of you listeners and beyond, because there were some stories that we couldn't fit into this podcast episode that we're diving in all in there, between Audrina, Phaedra, little Ashley Darby teasing the Potomac reunion. It is so, so good.
Yeah, we have some good stuff. Audrina is actually friends with the girl who is rumored to be the new housewife on Housewives of Orange County. So she spilled a little bit of tea about the new girl, Katie. So excited to see what is in store for Orange County as it relates to Katie, who's a best friend of Audrina. We also had to ask Audrina if she would ever join the Real Housewives of Orange County. I know that's my dream. So she gave her answer there. I don't know how you guys will think about it. And then Ashley Darby spilled some reunion tea for Potomac coming up. And then I feel like we talked to Phaedra about everything.
Oh, everything under the sun. So be sure, go wherever you're listening to this. In the bio, we're going to have a link where you can sign up and subscribe. It comes to your mailbox, your digital mailbox, every Friday. That's a great way to start the weekend.